Areena.
Okay, let's talk about your supporters for a second. There was a poll in Helsingin Sanomat today which showed that 30% of Finns Party supporters, or suggested that 30% of Finns Party supporters said they would not get the COVID vaccine when it's their turn. Why do you think your supporters are so reluctant to get vaccinated?
I don't think they are reluctant to get vaccines because they are supporters of the Finns Party. I think rather that the Finns Party as a anti-mainstream party attracts people who are in general critical of everything and critical of somebody from the high up telling them what to do. I think this partly explains these figures. I think people are critical of or skeptical of vaccines for very many different reasons. Some people want to wait until there is enough empirical data on the vaccines that are now available on the market. Some people are generally against vaccines. And so I don't think there is one explanation for all that criticism.
Okay, there are many reasons to be skeptical about vaccines, but this is a pandemic and it's in everybody's interests that people get functional vaccines as soon as they possibly can.
Yes.
A similar situation in Sweden, where Swedish Democrat voters, a similar party to you, are the most reluctant to take the vaccine. And their leader, Jimmy Åkesson, has taken a strong stand on the matter, saying that everyone should get the vaccine. Are you planning to do the same thing? Are you planning to encourage your supporters to take the vaccine?
Yes, but I don't belong to any high-risk category, so I will have to wait for my turn for a long time. Yes, I'm definitely going to take the vaccine when it's my turn. But at the same time, I think people should be reasonably critical, not negative, but critical about everything. We just heard that South Africa withdrew the AstraZeneca vaccine from use because it doesn't work against this new mutation of the virus. One shouldn't be uncritical about vaccines.
But what you're demonstrating there is that the experts reacted to the evidence and they made a decision and everything is functioning as it should. It's not that somebody on the internet has a different view, which is more valid than the experts employed by public health agencies like the THL and the EMA. Shouldn't you be more supportive of those bodies to try and break down this mistrust?
Well, as I said, I am not against vaccines and I'm going to take my vaccine when it's my turn and it's recommendable that everybody else does the same. But I understand the point of view that you should not be uncritically enthusiastic about vaccines because there is simply not very much empirical data about their possible side effects or whether they work or not.
Well, I mean, there are peer-reviewed trials about the COVID vaccines. They've shown to be 90% effective against the original coronavirus. There's some uncertainty about new variants, but there is broad scientific consensus that they are working in the way they should.
Yes.
It's not an uncertain thing.
I agree. I don't think we are getting anywhere with this discussion, you know. I'm not advocating a critical stance towards vaccines in any way.
Okay, so you will take the vaccine and you will...
I just refuse to make proclamations on this issue for political necessity.
Okay, but you've said that you will encourage your supporters to get it and you will get it yourself.
Yes.
So